sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Krug steps into it, fires, and it deflects in the far corner. And the Toronto Maple Leafs have rallied to win game 6, 3-1. They have tied this series at 3 games apiece. And game 7 will take place at TD Garden 2 nights from now.
Can't get discouraged. You know, clearly, it didn't go our way tonight, but it wasn't like you walk out of here thinking you got outplayed either. So we just got to stick with it and get it done in game 7.
Who won it now?
Bruins fans nervous yet? You should be.
Nah.
You should be.
Nah. Told you yesterday this was going to happen. They were going to win game 7. Told you yesterday. I called it.
Is this what you're going to do today?
I'm not upset.
I called it.
I did. Told you exactly what was going to happen. And they had to go and pull the damn goalie. And that ended up 3-1. And you know you watched a 2-1 game.
It was a 3-1 game.
That was not a 3-1 game.
It was a 3-1 game.
3-1 the final. I'm looking at it right here.
I saw your text. Okay, funny man. Your little writing text. Like, I'm not even going to text him 3-1. I'm going to write it. Your little signature with your finger.
3-1.
That's your digital touch right here. Message. Here's your digital touch one.
You
here.
Didn't call.
Here's my response.
You right didn't there. Call anything, so. Okay. Is this why you're just going to be not nervous whatsoever because of that prediction that you just threw out there yesterday?
I didn't
that's going to be your rationale behind
that's
it.
O's, that's Zoe's analysis today.
That's his analysis.
I sat there for four hours yesterday and felt this was going to happen. I'm not upset. They had multiple chances.
You're not upset? How could you not be upset?
I mean, I'm starting to get upset with the high-end offensive guys. That's what I'm starting to get. You want to talk about Nash? You want to talk about Pastor? How many times can Pastrnak hit the post or
miss? How about the top
miss?
Line? How about the
McAvoy
elite
ain't
top
right.
line?
McAvoy ain't right. And if you watch Charlie McAvoy right now, he ain't anywhere near.
How do you go from games 1 and 2 where that top line? Now, listen, I know Bergeron is injured. He's playing hurt. But how do you go from being one of the best lines in the NHL to being a bunch of zeros?
What's your boy Krejci?
I mean, not putting anything on the sheet.
Krejci.
Where's Krejci gone? Krejci.
Man, one. Just one time. I thought it was going to happen. Thought they were going to get one. And they generated enough chances, man.
Can we say squeezing the stick? Because that's what it looks like with Marshawn.
Another hot take. Yeah,
you
sure.
Say that. I mean, to say that 100 times today, #hashtag
squeeze the stick.
Squeeze the stick.
#hashtag hockey cliches.
Be better in the neutral zone.
Squeezing the stick.
Neutral zone, they're pretty good.
About,
I didn't think
how about
they...
defensive spacing? How about when like your top two defenders aren't in the corner together?
That was a problem.
You're leaving guys hung out to dry.
That was a problem.
Can we state the obvious? This game was not about Tuukka Rask, so
nope.
You've got that today. Go for it.
It was heading that way.
I'm done telling you. You're calling on the wrong day.
It was heading that way, but then he saved your ass in that third period. Tuukka saved your ass. Kept you in that game.
The problem here with this team right now is that their inability to put the puck in the net, not to create chances because they've created plenty of chances.
But for quite a time,
chances.
Okay, quite a time last night, they just weren't shooting. I'm like, It brought me back to the old Canadian series when it seemed like the only thing they would do is shoot it right at Price's chest
You're
protector.
On it
okay,
You're on it now.
So I don't want you just shooting it in the general direction. Pick a spot, but also let it go and get it somewhere on goal. The shots that they were taking, especially in the third period, were 4 feet wide of the net, or they weren't taking the shot at all. Put some pucks on the net. Get some traffic in front. This is how you've been scoring goals all year. Marchand from weird angles, fine. The defense is hip to those, and they're not going to give him those looks, and they're keying in on him. All right, I'm not giving him a pass, but at least I understand it. And I also understand that when you put it right on the goalie, if he doesn't give up a juicy rebound, it's not going to result in a goal. Fine, but you still have to A, take the shot, and B, put it somewhere within the confines of the post. And they weren't taking the shots, A, last night, and B, when they did, they were so off the mark.
Off the mark.
You're better off not shooting.
How about the one when McAvoy was on the right side about 4 feet from the net? He missed the right post by about 3 feet.
Oh.
It hit glass. I was like, holy moly. You talk about that game, too. Remember when Marchand did that hairpin turn in the corner and it was beautiful? When he
yes.
set a Pastrnak for that one-timer and it was just smooth. Like, they're not, they're, it's almost like they're overthinking it. You get a 2-on-1, it's like, should I pass it? Should I get a cute cross ice pass? And then he's going to get it. And it's just like, there's that delay as opposed to just take the freaking shot off the one skate, Marchand, like you've been doing all year.
Right.
Just bang it one time. Put it stick high, stick side high, right there. Do it one time. No, never got it. Or when you did shoot, you hit him square in the chest or you hit the glass behind it. Beetle?
Yeah, I think everything you just said is correct. I'm not going to argue with any of that.
I tell you what, if I'm Chara, I'm taking more shots. And he whiffed on one last night. That was a nice opportunity. But these guys want to lay down and they want to block shots. How many did they end up blocking last night? 22 shots. You know, something crazy. They were just laying down. You're going to think, if you take one of those Zdeno Chara slap shots in the wrong spot, as a part where you're not padded.
Oh, the 107-mile-an-hour ones?
Get one in the back of the leg. Get one, you know, up above the hip pads. But, you don't get the elbow down to block it. You get a couple of those. You will think twice before you do that again. Let it go. Pull the trigger.
Let it go.
110 miles an hour when he winds up. Put a few of those on Anderson.
He did. He did have one of those last night.
One.
Where he had... could have had the clear path to the net and decided to wind up and take the slap shot. And it was promptly stopped by Anderson. Anderson's been good. Give this guy his due.
Yep.
Give him his credit.
He has been.
He has been good.
But he's not infallible. And if you get a little more traffic, I think, in front, you'll be able to...
That's
you'll be
one
able
of their co- biggest problems
he's
right
able
now.
To see
collect one of those rebounds. He's not going to be able to glove them all. He's not going to be able to deflect them and block them off into one of his defenders waiting off outside the crease and start, you know, their stupid long breakout pass.
Yeah. He has not given up a lot of big...
Stretch pass.
Rebounds, though.
Stretch pass.
Wasn't as bad. Why are they letting... It wasn't as bad.
Do they
last
not
night.
Understand through... What now? 6 games? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going game 7. Through 6 games. They're pretty quick, and they like to get behind you. Get a little stretch pass. They like that.
But I didn't think it was as bad last night, though.
RPO.
It was there.
Stretch pass is the new RPO.
It's a new RPO. RPO. 617-779-0985. We'll get your thoughts. You nervous yet? Is this the start of the collapse? Are we one game away now from the Bruins
3-1.
Completing a collapse? They were up 3-1 in this series.
3-1.
They've given it all back. Brand new series. One game. Winner takes all. Yeah, that's the way it's going to go tomorrow night at TD Garden. We will talk about that. Also, we will hear from the two coaches. Two very different approaches after game 6 last night when it came to Babcock and Cassidy. We'll get to that with your calls next.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub.
I don't know if, you know, it's pressure. Listen, it's game 7. The Bruins won the cup in 2011. They went through it 3 times. So our guys have certainly lived it. So I would hope it doesn't affect them any more than just the fact that they want to keep playing hockey and they're just... I don't want to bring their A game, and that's all that goes through their heads.
Huh? We'll get to that later, Zoe, okay?
I'm freaked out.
There's a bobcat in Rentham. Zoe was just telling me about it.
It ain't no cat. It's like a mountain lion.
Bobcat. We'll get to that. We can talk about that.
Slay don't put up those private cameras.
We're not going to do it right now, though.
It's like, you don't want to see crap in your house. You know what I mean? You don't want to put on a trail cam up. Good God.
The coaches right. Last night after the game, Bruce Cassidy.
Hello, Babcock.
We'll get to Babcock.
Hello,
but
Babcock.
Let's play Cassidy and listen to kind of his approach here after losing, again, back-to-back losses, having the series tied up, going home for a Game 7.
I feel,
he
Bruce.
He seems like he's at a bit of a loss here. Mm. Almost like... sorry, Jim. That's my fault. Go ahead.
We have to score is what we got to do different. We did do that the other night, but we'd given up too many. Tonight, defensively, more in the area of where we need to be. I mean, I could stand up here and say, well, our goalie, if he, you know, it would be great if he goes and pitches a shutout, but we're putting it all on your goalie's not, that's not the way to go about it. So I thought we played good team defense, gave up a couple goals, had enough opportunities to get three to win. You know, it didn't work out. So we'll go back to Boston and hopefully play the same type of way. And maybe like the other night up there, we'll get a parade to the penalty box and get on the power play and get that figured out as well.
He's right. He's so right.
He doesn't have an answer.
He's like, we got to score.
And you know what? I don't
talk about finishing the other day.
I don't have an answer either. I don't know that I can blame him for that.
How do you, as a coach, help them? And hey, guys, here's what we need to practice on finishing. You don't practice. You have it or you don't. You have the ability to finish. You have that skill. They got guys that could do it. That's what's frustrating. You can't coach that. How do you coach it?
Hope we get on the power play a lot.
How do you coach penalties? You don't say that after game six loss.
That's like you're bitching about the refs there.
Well, I think what he's saying is I hope that if we get on the power play,
he's saying like
that
we've
got that figured out. That to me is something that can be coached, though. Like, you can work on your power play as a team.
Well, not only that, but he's telling you almost like we need power play to generate offense.
Yeah, we need at least three power plays to get to win this game, basically, is what he's saying. No? Am I reading way too much into that?
Yeah, I didn't take it that way.
You are. I take it as wrong.
I didn't take it that way.
I take it as if you're struggling on offense, you need a break.
I kind of looked at it as we're going to need all the help we can get, and I hope that we're figuring out everything.
Yeah.
I hope we finish. I hope we figure out the power play.
Mr. In-Depth Reader.
The other night up there, we'll get a parade to the penalty box and get on the power play and get that figured out as well.
Is he working the refs there? What's he doing?
Maybe.
Gamesmanship?
A lot of non-calls up there last night. Not that I'm complaining.
I can't fault anything he said.
Can't.
He's right. He's right on all counts. You put
the
kid
in? Taking dives to get to the penalty?
I don't think he has an answer, though, is what it comes
down to.
What
about 17?
I don't know.
17?
Does anyone have an
answer? What about 17? Is he on the ice? Game 7? Hey, it's all hands on deck, right? Or is there finals this week?
I don't think that solves everything.
Their Harvard prom or something?
I mean, listen, they could use a guy in there who could finish, and he has shown that ability, but... They've also got plenty of other guys who've shown the ability to finish and aren't doing it right now.
Does McAvoy look right to you?
I'll tell you what did you think of Rick Nash last night?
Oh,
I thought he had a good game.
He's there, but they beat him to what he's thinking to do offensively. Like, everything to what Cassidy talked about prior to this game, like, it's 75% there. It is there. Now just the offense has to come. Like, the presence is there. You feel his presence. But they're so much quicker, they beat him to the punch. They disrupt his stick. They disrupt him having control of the puck. Every time he has control of the puck, and he's getting ready to attempt to score or pass it, they find a way to knock it out. And that's just being a bigger, slower guy.
You know, we had talked going back like 3 weeks that if it were Bruins Maple Leafs and we had Mike Babcock as the opposing coach, it would be sort of fun. We'd get some fun things out of him. He'd say some things that would be... fun for what we do.
Sure.
I think we finally got that last
night.
Ready for it?
Babcock.
Yes. Going to the third period, this is fun. This is where you want to be. You want to be in these moments in your life. You don't remember everything in your life. What you do is you remember moments. You remember, and you want to create those moments. You want to create memories. Here's an opportunity for us to create memories with a good group of guys, like each other a lot, play hard for one another. We had a good regular season. We want to have a good playoff. So now we've got to go to Boston, get the clam chowder like I talked about, and then got to dig in and win a game.
Got to get some clam chowder and win a game.
I'm going to get the thick stuff.
Love this guy.
Get a little legal seafood.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. Last night, just the mindset of those teams after that game, the Toronto Maple Leafs feel like they are in control of this thing.
Right.
They have confidence. They are playing with confidence. And they feel like this is theirs to take come tomorrow night.
Momentum has swung.
The Bruins, on the other hand, are scrambling and don't have the answers.
Panicked.
And I think they're in a bad spot.
I don't feel good.
Just in terms of, and that doesn't mean you win or lose, just the mental state of each team.
It's fair.
The Maple Leafs are in a much better place going into a game.
You would rather be,
much better
as a fan base, or the way the thing is trending, you would rather be on the Maple Leaf side with this.
Yep.
Because they have generated it. They have created these chances. They've created the memories.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified for the Bruins in this game.
Yeah. It's a show. We sit here every day for 4 hours. I don't remember everything that happens during the show, but I remember memories. Hardy makes a memory about a good morning. Hey, good morning, Pigskin Pal football. And we remember that segment. Dan comes in with his Dan's dates. He'll be in later today. That's going to be a memory. Go through some dates. Look at that. Eat some clam chowder.
That's what we do. But they have seemed to take over the series. It's all the flow.
Eat some clam all chowder. Clam chowder. Win a hockey game.
Go down to sell off right down by the garden down there. Eat some clam chowder with some passion
And, hey, you know, get those little crackers that look like little hockey pucks and just like, kind of flick it with your finger, stick it right in the clam chowder.
This guy
clam
is going
to... chowder like I talked about, and then got to dig in and win a game.
This guy is going to go tomorrow afternoon and sit at the Union Oyster House and have himself a big old bowl of clam chowder.
Shook some
and
oysters.
Then march his way into TD Garden and try and win a hockey game.
Oh, my God. So hockey.
So hockey. Some clam chowder.
Corey.
Yeah, we're not going to watch the film. We got, hey, we won three in a row. We're feeling pretty good.
So now we've got to go to Boston, get the clam chowder like I talked about, and then we've got to dig in and win again.
So he's been talking about the clam chowder? It's been one of his things?
We talked about it. With you guys here and the guys in the room, and they said, come on, boys. We're gonna win enough so we can go back to Boston, get some clam chowder before the game 7.
What's he gonna do if he advances? What if you had a plane like a Pittsburgh?
What it's all about.
There. Gonna go there to Pittsburgh and we're gonna have the Pimenti sandwich. You know, it's the steak with the
I hate those coleslaw. Toronto people. I hate them so much.
Why?
During the anthem.
Why did they get a jack around during the Star Spangled Banner? Why?
Oh, did they do it again?
Why yeah, every night.
Why?
See? Go Leafs!
Like in every pause.
It is disrespectful. It totally is, and it's been going on since the beginning of the damn series.
I'll rip Toronto on another day. I'm not
right. I mean, they had a tough day yesterday.
Given their day yesterday.
Why not both days?
Yeah.
Why not multiple days?
I don't get that, though. And that seems to be a pattern up there.
Well, they're sneaky bad people.
Yeah, no, that is part of it.
It's like their cute little thing. Here's how we'll disrespect them during their time. When yet, during O Canada,
love O Canada.
Seems like the entire garden starts singing.
Yeah, great song.
Like Renee Nelson.
I got on my pool playlist.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't. I'm playing that thing.
Great anthem. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Nice.
My
song.
Kid does not like it.
Why?
He's all about, I don't know, he's all about the Bruins in America right now.
Native land.
We stand up. Do you stand up in your house, darn it?
In the house?
We stand up in front of TV.
Typically not.
Hand on the chest, and he sits down toward it. I said, get up, it's Canada. You respect that country. That's another country.
But if I did stand up while the anthem's on TV,
swear to God,
I would stand for O Canada.
Yep. I said, get up. He tried sitting down. Like, you stand. Well, it's like being
our neighbor to the north.
Well, see tonight if anybody yells, go Bruins during O Canada.
Please don't.
They won't.
Don't do it. Do not disrespect them tomorrow night.
Please
don't do that.
Toronto, sneaky bad people. Boston, sneaky classy.
Sneaky classy we are.
That's true, because you wouldn't think of us as being a classy group.
No, they think, they think the hockey savant fan is sort of a, it's a rugged guy, I'm shot in the beer. They're stupid, but they're good hockey people.
I'll tell you what, I bet
sneaky,
you don't get
classy
that in Philadelphia
hockey
either.
Fans.
I bet you don't get any yelling during O Canada when the Flyers are playing a Canadian team. Sneaky classy people there in Philly, too.
Sneaky classy.
Good sports town. Tells you Toronto's not a good sports town. Like, ooh, we're here for we're in the mix. Let's get excited. Let's do something stupid to the other team. Let's disrespect their country.
Just remember, for all you restaurants out there, they're coming for the clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
Just so you know.
Yeah, put the hot sauce.
No. Just so you know.
A little Visine. A little Visine in it.
So now we've got to go to Boston, get the clam chowder like I talked about, and then
send them the bus.
Win a game.
Send them the bus pub.
A little something in there. If you see the Maple Leafs coming for the clam chowder,
it took to take them out.
A little something extra. Never hurt anybody.
Nope.
Never hurt anybody. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up next. I promise. If you're waiting, stay put. Do have some open lines for you. Hardy has our headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics and Bucks play Game 5 of their best of 7 tonight at the TD Garden. Here's Coach Brad Stevens with the latest on Marcus Smart.
Marcus felt great over the weekend. Actually flew yesterday, got reevaluated yesterday. Still has to go through some things later this morning after our shoot-around, and then we'll see how he feels after that. If he feels good, then he's been cleared physically to go. Okay. If he has any pain or anything comes up, then we'll hold him out.
Brian Robb just reporting a few minutes ago that he is going to see how he feels after the shoot-around, which sounded like it was going on as Stevens was speaking moments ago. We will stay on top of this. Celtics-Bucks, Game 5 tonight. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell on the call, starting with the pregame, 6:30 right here on 98.5, The Sports Hub. Bruins lost to the Maple Leafs 3-1 last night. That forces a Game 7 tomorrow night here in Boston. What?
2-1.
No, it was 3-1. Toronto beat the Bruins. Not 2-1 like Zoe said. Red Sox back to work tonight. They continue their road trip as they take on the Blue Jays in Toronto. That's a 7:07 start. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Four locations or online at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, we've been talking about it all along. We're playing a really good team in Boston. The series is fun. It's high-end. There's no room. They got high-end players. But we think we're going to win. And so we thought that all along. We started poorly. And we've crawled our way back. And now you have an opportunity of a lifetime. And that's what we talked about tonight. This is fun. This is where you want to be.
Good tweet to the show. Jim, you read it. You have it on your screen.
Yep, that's what sneaky, classy people do. Poison the clam chowder.
People are sick.
It was a joke.
Everybody that's mentioning me now, it's like sneaky, the sneaky thing's going.
Yes, that's your thing.
Bastards. That's Hardy's thing.
Mark
not
is,
mine.
Mark
I took
is
it from
in
Hardy.
Medford. Hey, Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Mark.
Hardy.
Hi.
What do you want?
You hit the nail right on the head. I'm watching the game last night, and I'm seeing the Bruins shoot on net, and I see three blue jerseys in front of the net and one white jersey. Isn't it supposed to be the other way around?
Mm.
You know, and
generally speaking,
you brought,
yes.
You brought up Rick Nash. As of last night, I believe he has 20-plus shots on net. Why can't he finish? Why will this puck not go in the net for this guy?
I don't know, but he was noticeably better last night, Mark.
He was. It just, for some reason, he just can't score. I don't know why. Mm. And also, when did Toronto all of a sudden develop a defense, and when did Anderson become a wall?
They made some adjustments. Give him credit. When it got back to Toronto, they made some adjustments.
I'm so tired of this, too, though, and Mark brings this up. Like, when did Anderson become this great goalie? Does it not seem like the
he
Bruins
led the league in saves this year.
Make stars out of other goalies?
Like, I don't know, because we thought he's such a puddle after game one. Like, wow, you're really going to be able to get to this guy. He just seemed like couldn't locate the puck. He's all spread out this way, that way. You have big gaps in the net. You were hitting the net. I don't know. He's in a rhythm now, though. Team's got his back. They're feeling good. Everything about them is feeling good. You got to come out. You got to come out and score quick tomorrow night. That building's going to be tight. People are going to be waiting, sitting on the edge of their seat. Quick goal early. Get that place rocking and then see what the hell happens, man. That's it. Game seven. Nothing better.
617-779-0985. We got Tommy in Dorchester.
Tommy!
He's upset with Zoe about something. Uh-oh. Tommy?
What's up?
Hey, Sean, listen, stick to football because you know something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wait a second. Let me talk. So, Cassidy could wipe Babcock's butt as far as coach is concerned. And you know something? 10 people died up there last night. So, listen, get it through your head. Keep to what you know, football, and that's it. Hardy, by the way, I'll give you, you hit it right on the head, too. Bruins didn't get a shot on net until for the first 10 minutes of the third period. That killed them. And by the way, Austin Matthews had one of the best players in the league, and Nylander have played like garbage. So please, don't give me all this crap about, you know, Babcock thing and else. You know something? The Toronto's a better skating team, there's no doubt about it.
Babcock's a very good coach. I don't know. Did you say anything about Babcock versus Cassidy?
No, he actually complimented him for making adjustments.
I'm not sure what the
in game two when it went to
the people
it, game
dying
three
in
and went to Toronto.
The people dying in Toronto was awful. I didn't. I would have.
When did we make fun of that?
No, I don't think we mentioned it.
Yeah, we did. Real
well,
quick.
We did. I said I'll.
They had a bad day yesterday.
I'll attack Toronto on a different day for the stuff about the anthem.
We were all talking here yesterday before we even knew how bad it was, whether or not they were going to have the game last night.
I don't understand what's wrong with making squawking at people, making chirping during your anthem.
There's no call for that.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with what happened up there yesterday. Babcock is a good coach, though. Different teams, different styles. Babcock has coached in a couple of different combinations of players who play the game differently, and he can adapt.
Mm. We do football next.
I tell you.
Yeah, we do football next.
Well, he's telling you to stick to football.
Well, you're supposed to stick to it. You guys can finish
this. He's telling you to stick to football.
By the way, they blocked 23 shots. You blocked six. again. So you tell me.
Pull the trigger on some of those hard slap shots. See,
we talked about Babcock making adjustments to get people in front of his damn goalie to help him out defensively. Something they didn't do in the first two games. Seems like that role is flipped.
Some of those shots were blocked. You know, they were deflected up and out of play. And okay, that's not going to scare anybody off. You start laying down in front of some of those shots, and if they're coming off a Chara's stick, hell, Crew can let some go. They got some pepper on them.
So they should be a little sore.
Let them go from out there on the point. See how they feel afterwards.
You didn't bruise anybody up last night?
You're not going to scare hockey players. You're not going to make them fearful of you. But are they going to be a half second slower getting in front of that thing because of what happened to them last time? It's worth a shot. It's worth a chance. I'd try it.
Ask Campbell from back in the day when he broke his leg.
Right.
Do you think about it again?
Do you think that Bruce Cassidy, as we talk about the coaches, is going to have the really the guts to put Ryan Donato in the lineup for Game 7?
Yeah.
So you think he's in?
I think he's in. All hands on deck.
I mean, that does take some balls to do that.
It's all hands on deck.
It does. I mean, you're putting in a brand new kid.
How's your offense look right now? You know, how's your feel around the net look?
Been with the team for about 20 minutes. You're sticking him in a Game 7 in the playoffs. That would take a set on Cassidy to make that move. You haven't been able to score goals. What has Donato shown that he's good at in his very, very brief amount of time with the Bruins? Scoring goals.
I haven't made a decision yet. I don't know. I'll advise Coach Cassidy on this.
Who's he in for?
Later.
Wingles?
Hey.
Yeah.
Wingles was pretty good, though, last night.
That's what I thought.
Well, I thought he was very good last night.
Did you lose last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-1.
Yeah. Game 7. You put this kid in, and he helps put a couple in the net, you win Game 7, he ain't never going back to Harvard. That boy just helped you win Game 7 as a Boston Bruin.
No. He's got finals coming.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Well, he's got to complete
his
assignment.
He's going to help put them little rowboats in the water.
Senior year, he's going to get rowing. His...
Well, that's
I'll push you off.
That's an independent study. Roll. He can defer that to the summer. He doesn't have to be there necessarily for that.
Joe in Rhode Island on a lineup thought. Joe.
Yeah, two things. First of all, Tuukka Rask certainly hasn't been Tim Thomas-esque. He has not made the big saves. He has not stood on his head. Yeah, third period he made the saves, but the game they were already behind, number one. And number two, you know, maybe it's a little too late in the series, but, you know, Wiggles and Heinen, what happened to Brian Johnson? He's been there before. You know, he's just wasting away. Why not give him a shot? Heinen has done nothing the whole series. Finally replaced him with Wiggles. What about Johnson?
All right, Brian Johnson into the lineup for Game 7. I don't think that's going to happen.
Doesn't feel like a game changer.
Except for Wiggles?
I was distracted by
the Wiggles. Wiggling.
Wiggles.
Are they still on TV, the Wiggles?
Yes.
Oh, no, they're not.
Yes,
my
kids watch them.
That's Willoughby, right. Wallaby, woo. An elephant sat on you.
Don't they have that at Six Flags? Don't they have like a Wiggles section?
Oh, no, like a Wiggles live?
Yeah. No, they have like a Wiggles like area for little kids.
Wiggles experience?
You get to ride in a Wiggle car. The bands, it went bad. Just like, I'll never make it as a band, but we'll be the Wiggles.
They probably did all right. They probably made more money had they stuck together as a rock band or whatever they thought they were going to do when they started out. Imagine they did better as Wiggles.
Hey, coming up next, I've got one something to give away, and that is a $50 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. We're giving that away every week, every day this week at 10:50. So you've got a chance to win every day. Your chance to win today is coming up next. And guess what, Zoe?
What?
There is some news in the sports radio world. Someone couldn't stay retired.
I know.
We'll tell you where he's going coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Why do you keep playing the same rejoin song? It's like Groundhog Day or something.
I have to get the engineers down here. Something's up.
Call the engineers.
I thought it was my mistake the first time.
No, it's the same rejoin.
Yeah, this one needs to go. Can we get this out?
Can we remove it?
I don't think so. I don't think we can do anything right now.
This is our 10 o'clock hour after Game 6 losses. Music bed.
You can't even play
this
like
one's been in rotation too long. It needs to go. It needs to be bounced.
I agree.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a $50 Dunkin' Donuts gift card to celebrate National Pay It Forward Day. Take advantage of Dunkin's new go-to offers and make someone else's day brighter.
You ever do that?
You know what that's all about, where you pay for the person
be
behind
a nice guy.
You? I'll tell you where it happens the most. The drive-thru.
Yeah.
That's where you got to do it.
Yeah. You do it? You ever
done it? I did it at the...
I did it once.
The Walpole Dunkin's, right off the exit there.
Yeah. Good for you. I asked Lee first. Like, he ordered a lot or a little bit?
I was sort of in a rush. I just said, here, I said, it was like $5.
I did it at the toll. You know what I did at the toll?
And I said, you know what? Why don't you put that towards the next door?
Nice.
I got to go. Thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I did it at the toll.
It was more out of like, I was in a rush and, I could do something nice all at the same time. Save myself time, help the next guy. Nice. Yeah.
Just put that right on the next door if you don't mind. Mm.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Probably put it in her pocket.
I hope not.
Not a dunk, but.
I hope not. Okay, let's talk about this. Mike Francesa retired, right?
I'm sitting at home.
Not for long.
Not a big fan of the the show that went on after me.
He's going back to WFAN.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
They're bringing him
back.
Which, again, no one in Boston is routinely checking in on WFAN. Or maybe you are if you're from New York, but people always ask, why do you talk about this guy?
Unless you're bragging on a new show.
It produces great clips that we can play.
The best ever. When he talks to the guy that's not allowed to talk back to him, and he has a conversation with him, but you can't hear the other guy, the other side of the conversation.
Yes. Do we think he's more important than most average people do? Yes.
Yes.
We do. We're guilty of
that. About horses and the New York Giants.
Tell me something about the Bruins.
Jim, you have the Hockey Friday one? It's Football Friday. You want me to talk hockey on a Friday?
This New York Daily News.
I'm going to do it. I've been doing this
New York Daily News says Francesa will be back working 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
God, he must be coming back for a pack
That's
of chicklets.
That's the quality year.
Yeah. What do you think he's coming back for? $100,000?
Quality year. And they had that show, Chris Carlin, Maggie Gray, Bart Scott, which is freaking terrible.
It's like watching Real on
what
TV.
What a mess that has been. Sources did not know Francesa's exact starting date, but said it would be soon. He retired from WFAN 4 months ago. During his farewell tour, he repeatedly said, no more FAN.
Yeah, they tried to force me out.
Force him out.
They tried to say, hey, Mike, you want to retire, and they're going to be calling me in like 4 months to come back. That's what happened. I'm back. I ain't coming back for cheap stuff. You got to give me another snowball.
How about this? And as one WFAN source told the Daily News, quote, if he came back here, it would be a real bleep show.
Is Michael K. pooping
his
pants?
It's no secret that he's not well-liked.
Oh.
Sources did not indicate when tickets will go on sale for Francesa's next farewell tour. I guarantee you that is a not the easiest guy to deal with.
Yeah, I've heard the stories.
Yeah, I mean,
Boomers told me some doozies. He didn't really get along well with Boomer's former co-host.
I would say here at our station, that's one of our strengths. Everyone gets along with
everybody. Hey, guys, how you doing?
I mean, everyone gets along.
Hi, Matt. Good.
Everybody
you.
Does. Everybody good does you. Get along. That is,
right. We do.
That is one of
Even
the things
Fred.
We've always had going for. Now we've all
Fred's always crumpy.
We've all had our dust ups at times, but we've all patched things up and made it nice.
Yeah.
Sure, you get in an argument now and again, but you get over it.
Yeah.
You make it right.
So it's well known around the station that he's not well liked. Was that what it was?
He's a bear. His way or highway. See that road outside? East Coast. East.
I mean, who's got the most acrimonious relationship here? 98.5, the sports.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy. Who doesn't get along?
I don't think it's ever been like an issue.
Jones and Cattles.
Maybe.
Ah, Cattles and Hardy.
Cattles and everybody.
Yeah. I don't know that one's been totally resolved.
Oh, no problem, Cattles.
You guys had Everybody a come-to-Jesus moment yet?
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, see? But even that's not
Did you meet him behind a dumpster that day and settle it?
What?
Did you meet him behind a dumpster?
Yeah, we met behind the dumpster.
I don't know where Fred and Felger are at these days. I don't know if they're good again or what.
I don't know that they ever see each other.
Well, yeah, remember they had that little thing on air. You know, Felger called.
Last summer.
Felger
was driving in Nantucket.
Yeah, but I don't think they hold it against each other.
No.
What was that about?
I think it sort of blew over.
What the hell was that about?
I don't remember.
Damn it.
I just remember it happening.
98 mile.
Oh, right. Not
too good to go on,
Mike.
Yeah, that's right.
So maybe that was two summers ago.
Didn't we all have it about up to here, 98 mile, though?
But I tell you.
Hey, Fred's still here. Hey, Fred, you and Felger are good now, right? You guys are.
No.
Fred's ignoring us.
Yeah. Fred's upset.
I'd be curious to find out when's the last time they actually saw each other. I bet it's been months and months and months.
Things
oh,
good?
Oh, boy.
Fred, good? Yeah, blew over.
Here it is.
Felger versus
here he
Fred.
Is.
That thing's not really a thing anymore.
Who?
You and Felger having your little dust up last summer.
That had nothing to do with me. That was more, I was just like
hey,
what
man.
What do you do? Why are you pissed off at me for? That was the
thing. Yeah, see, I don't think anyone's pissed at anybody anymore.
No, I'm certainly not pissed at Felger. I never was pissed at Felger.
It didn't last.
I don't even think Mike was pissed. I just think it's Mike's personality. He just blocked that part out.
Francesa back to the fan, 3-7.
That's official?
Yeah, yes. Well, it's been reported back by the New York Daily News, and there's sources.
This is a wonderful business.
The sources at the fan. Sources at the fan are saying if he comes back, it's going to be a real bleep show because he's not well-liked by his colleagues and the people that work at the station.
No, he's hated.
And we're saying that one of the strengths of 98.5 The Sports Hub is we don't really have that guy.
No.
We don't really have someone like that.
Yeah, no. We're getting along.
Like, everyone pretty much gets along. Even
except
when there's
for Wallach.
I'd say he's a headline. I mean, just read the sports.
That's all you got to do.
Give me the scores twice an hour.
Well, this business is great. Congratulations to WFAN.
I told you that show was awful. It was after me, and you'd be begging me back. I ain't coming back for cheap. You know he ain't coming back for cheap.
Oh, of course
not. I can't wait to hear that number.
It makes a lot of money.
Oh, in New York? Oh.
617-779-0985. Troy's in Dorchester. Hey, Troy.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Troy.
What's up?
So, I was going to say something about that caller that called before me. He was a pretty nasty guy, and he was saying some stuff that didn't even really make sense. I never understood the caller that was that nasty with you guys. But anyway, about the Bruins, I'm concerned about the Bruins. This reminds me of something that's going to be epic and historic. It's like everything that we were worried about early in the season, all the young talk, it's happened at the worst time, and it's right now. I don't think we're going to lose three straight games like that, but, man, I am as worried as I've ever been watching Bruins hockey. This is scary for me.
Yeah, Troy, I'm not feeling great about it either. And if they win, I don't know that it's epic and historic. You're hanging on for dear life at this point. It's going to be a relief is what it's going to be. Like, oh, thank God. The only way it becomes epic and historic is if they do what they did the last time they had a Game 7 against Toronto, where they go down big and then have an epic comeback.
Sure,
that's what made that memorable.
That ain't happening again. They get down big early, they're getting blown out. That's the way the series feels. They score early?
But that's not who the Bruins have been all year, though.
I know that. They never go away. They're never dead. Even the other night when it was, 4-3? Was game 5? The final? Felt like they were going to tie that up and go into overtime.
I didn't feel like they were dead last night. And then they got that horrible non-call that led to the empty header. I mean, there's a case to be made to let him play, right? And this is not a complaint about the refs, because the Bruins lost the game, okay?
They were losing that game 2-1 last night.
I shouldn't say it is a complaint about the refs. It's not saying that the refs blew the game for the Bruins.
Right.
But what it is you always hear that, well, you don't want those calls late in the game because you don't want a call deciding who wins or loses. That wouldn't have decided who wins or loses the game. That wouldn't have decided that. That wouldn't have given one side or the other if you call it. But by not calling it, you ensured that the Maple Leafs won is what you did.
Yeah.
So making the call there does not decide who wins and lose.
Right.
By not making the call, it's actually worse in that scenario.
It's taking away the chance for the other team to stage any kind of a comeback. And what I think it is, Beetle, it's the inability for the Bruins to maintain any kind of momentum. When they do grab an early goal, like they did last night, they give it right back. They tie the game. They give the lead right back. You know, momentum only counts if you can sustain it for any amount of time. And the Maple Leafs have been able to, A, do it in-game, and, B, now they've done it after being down 3-1, for two games in a row. So they've got the continued momentum of the wins, but they're also maintaining it during the game. It's not, you know, last night was a really good game, but it felt like after the Bruins had, you know, scored their goal, they only had the upper hand for as long as it took for Toronto to tie it up. That's not enough to get any kind of juice going and to fire up the, you know, the guys on the bench and saying, okay, we got this after all. We can do this. We can hold up. No, there's nothing to hold on to. You're giving up leads. You're giving away all the momentum that you might gain from any minor successes that you've had over these last couple of games.
Dan Shaughnessy is standing by. He's in our Town Fair Tire studios. In 90 seconds, we will welcome him into the show. We'll still continue with Bruins thoughts coming up throughout the next couple of hours. Dan had a column on the Celtics that I want to touch on. A lot to get to with Dan Shaughnessy next.